Talk with Dan Lawrence, of course, one of the Hall of Fame Award recipients this evening at this OACD banquet. Dan, why have you been willing to put so many years into the conservation efforts of our state?
You know, Ron, I was thinking about that before I came up here, and it's funny. I said I'm sort of selfish about it because the reason I do it is I do it for me, and I do it for my neighbors, my community. You know, I do it for local people. And if all of us in these jobs that are all over the state, if we'll all do the right thing and be good directors for our neighbors and our community and for our families, then we'll do the right thing for everybody. We'll do the right thing for all of us. So that's why you do it. You're sort of selfish in that you want to do it for your own community and your own self, but in that same sense, you're doing it for everybody.
Now, you've obviously served at that local county level, but also you're now on the Oklahoma Conservation Commission.
Uh-huh.
And that obviously has got a little bit different set of responsibilities at that state level.
Right. Well, the commission oversees all of the activities of the conservation district. So and the one thing about the commission is to serve on the commission, you have to be a local conservation district director. So that's one of the great things about it. The people that are at the commission making all the decisions, they know what the right decision is because they're local. They serve on their local boards every month, just like I do. So it keeps it local. And when you hear people talk about locally led, our organization is a prime example of that.
What are you proudest about as far as various conservation achievements down through the years that you've kind of had a hand in?
We've worked really hard here in the state and nationally. We worked with Congressman Lucas on a bill to bring money into rehabilitating a lot of flood control structures that we have here, and I worked with the commission on that and the association on that, and also with the National Watershed Coalition. Dr. Siebert, who runs the coalition now as executive director, we've spent many an hour in D.C. and walking the halls and trying to get support for the amendment, and it's paid off, and we've been able to do some work that hopefully it's going to keep the folks in our state a little safer as we get those dams fixed and rehabilitated, and they're going to last a long time.
One last thing. You mentioned to the lawmakers here tonight that maybe not the best idea of looking at trying to save a few dollars and merge Conservation Commission with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture.
Right. Well, you know, it consolidation is a nice thing to think about, and maybe in some cases it might work. Conservation Commission is a non-regulatory agency, and we do work with private landowners. We also do conservation work, solely conservation work. We're afraid that if it would happen that we would move to the Department of Ag, that some of the people that we rely on for funds to do our conservation work wouldn't want to put those funds in the Department of Ag. They know they can give that money to the Conservation Commission. They know that we'll deliver conservation on the ground. If we were in the Department of Ag, it might not necessarily go to the right program. So I think we'd probably end up losing more money that we might get from the feds if we were incorporated in the Department of Ag. So I don't think it's so good an idea to put a non-regulatory agency into an agency that deals in state regulations.